This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
My name is Julia Kind, and I'm the Support Services Coordinator for Hospice and Home Care of the Blue Ridge, and I'm essentially a social worker there on the admissions team.
With so many folks having to be home, there's a lot of stress and strain about whether or not, if for nothing else, just should I wear a face mask, should I not wear a face mask. There's a lot of folks that are going through a lot with this particular time that we're living in. Is depression something that we should watch out for?
Yes, I think that one of the things that we're aware of is that there is often a strong link between like loneliness and isolation and depression. So I think it's important to check in with oneself and be aware of how you're feeling and to think about what might be normal for you and really what is different. We know that feeling down from time to time is normal. I think most of us experience that because we're all human. It is when emotions like hopelessness and despair might take hold and just won't go away, that is when it's possible that a person might really be dealing with depression. So it's more than just a sadness that maybe comes and goes sometimes that is normal because life involves struggles and setbacks. Depression is a little bit different because it can change the way you think and feel. It can change how you function in your daily activities. And it can actually interfere with your ability to work and eat and sleep and even just enjoy life by recognizing the symptoms, which do vary from person to person. You can take steps to feeling better, just keeping in mind that signs and symptoms can be a part of normal lows in life, but the more symptoms you have, the stronger they are, the longer they've lasted, the more likely it is that you're actually dealing with depression.
Julia, what are some of the common symptoms of depression?
Feelings of helplessness or hopelessness. That might involve feeling that there's nothing you can do to improve your situation. That could involve a loss of interest in daily activities. It could involve appetite or weight changes, like significant weight loss or weight gain, sleep changes, anger or irritability, feeling agitated or restless. It might be that you have a low tolerance for frustration or a short temper. We can feel loss of energy, you know, just feeling fatigued and sluggish, maybe being particularly hard on ourselves, like feeling kind of worthless or having feelings of guilt for some reason, just over perceived faults or mistakes, maybe difficulty concentrating, and then also possibly unexplained physical aches and pains, headaches and backaches or stomach pains, different feelings and signs that are starting to crop up more commonly in our day-to-day life and affect how we're functioning. And then bearing in mind that anxiety often goes hand in hand with depression and it can actually make it worse and vice versa. So it's just something to be aware of as well, that if you're thinking that something is amiss, that anxiety might be a part of, that might be playing a part as well.
Are there certain risk factors involved where depression is concerned?
I think usually what we find is that it's most often a combination of risk factors that contribute to depression rather than a single cause. One, of course, is being more isolated. Lately, more of us have been practicing social distancing. We've been at home more due to COVID-19, and as a result, I think many of us do feel a bit more isolated. As far as depression goes, it can cause us to withdraw more and be more socially isolated. So in other words, not only can that lack of social support heighten your risk of depression, but having depression can cause you to withdraw from others, then in turn exacerbate those feelings of isolation. So it becomes this relationship between the two, and they can sort of feed each other. And so there is a big risk for increased isolation among folks that are experiencing depression. Another risk factor might be relationship problems. It's just so important to have a strong network of support for good mental health, but troubled relationships can have the opposite effect. Another would be stressful life experiences, like the death of a loved one, divorce, job loss. We know that all the COVID-19 issues have also affected many people's employment, and financial insecurity can be very overwhelming and increase your risk for depression. So it's another thing that we should just be aware of as far as ourselves and for people that we know. We might be experiencing chronic illness or pain. It can really cause some emotional distress, making you feel kind of hopeless if you're leaving that untreated and it bothers you day in and day out. And then there are folks that have a family history of depression. Someone might be more genetically susceptible to having some of those issues, so they might have some of these other risk factors, but also have had a parent that had severe depression, and so that might add to their own risk for having increased depression. And then even personality, there can be an inherited trait or life experiences, and or you might be someone who just tends to worry excessively or have low self-esteem or just tend to have a negative outlook on life. That's a risk factor as well. Childhood trauma or abuse, and then also alcohol or drug abuse. That's an important one, especially to consider these days, because it can sort of co-occur with depression as a way of self-medicating. Someone might abuse alcohol or drugs to try to deal with their moods or cope with their stress. And so those two things are sort of co-occurring with someone and causing additional problems as well.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Julia Kind, who is the Support Services Coordinator for Hospice and Home Care of the Blue Ridge. Julia, thanks for taking some time to talk with us over the next few days. And thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.